Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from April 11th through the 17th. The City of Fulton will begin implementing changes to the Fulton Police Department after adopting the police reform plan proposed by a reform committee. In June 2020, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order called the New York State Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative, with the purpose of directing law enforcement agencies to work on trust and fairness within communities, including addressing racial bias. The executive order requires local governments to assemble stakeholders in the community and discuss the public safety needs within. Mayor Dina Michaels said the City of Fulton had a diverse sector of the community participate in the stakeholder meetings, saying the police department now has a strong program that is intended to improve community policing, provide more positive engagement in the area, while introducing several new services. One of the changes the police department plans to make is to recover its accreditation status with the New York State Law Enforcement Accreditation Program by April 1st, 2022, also assigning a road patrol supervisor to each of six wards within the city and looking at different ways to address mental health issues. More information on the Fulton Police Reform Plan can be found in this article on our website. On Tuesday, April 13th, the Oswego County Health Department canceled a COVID-19 vaccination clinic out of an abundance of caution following CDC recommendations concerning the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. New York State officials have also announced, due to recommendations from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the CDC, the Johnson & Johnson one-dose COVID-19 vaccine administration will be paused statewide immediately. The FDA and CDC released a joint statement Monday, April 12th, saying more than 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. Also, the CDC and FDA are reviewing data involving six reported U.S. cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in individuals after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. As of now, these adverse events appear to be extremely rare. Until further notice, any planned appointments for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at clinics will instead be offered the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, or appointments will be canceled if no other vaccine is available at that time. More information on the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can be found in this article on our website. Oswego County Fire Coordinator Don Forbes reminds residents that open burning of leaves, grass, and brush is prohibited by the New York State burn ban until May 14th. Forbes said that on Thursday, April 8th, the Constantia Volunteer Fire Department was dispatched to a large outdoor fire on County Route 23. The initial alarm quickly escalated to second and third alarms, bringing in additional resources from the eastern third of Oswego County. Before the incident was over, more than 27 agencies and over 100 personnel from three counties, including the Oswego County Sheriff's Drone Unit, the Onondaga County Sheriff Air One helicopter, and the New York State Forest Rangers, battled the fire for 8 hours. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's burn ban started in March and continues until May 14th. So far this year, Oswego County Fire Departments have responded to more than 60 structural fires, including one fatal fire. Forbes urges everyone to be careful when disposing of fireplace or wood stove ashes, having small camp-style fires that might cause sparks or hot embers, saying everyone should do their part and obey the state's burn ban. Violators of the state open burning regulation are subject to both criminal and civil enforcement actions, with a minimum fine of $500 for the first offense. To report open burning and other environmental law violations, call 1-800-847-7332 or report online to the DEC's website at www.dec.newyork.gov. On Saturday, April 10th, Members of the Oswego County Sheriff's Office discovered a motor vehicle crash on State Route 49 in the town of Constantia. It appeared that the accident had occurred moments before the discovery. Preliminary investigation has revealed that a 2004 Ford Mustang was traveling west on Route 49 when it left the roadway on the north shoulder, striking several trees. The driver and only occupant of the Ford Mustang was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident is still under investigation, and the name of the person involved will be released pending proper notification of their family. The Oswego County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by the New York State Police, Constantia Volunteer Fire Department, and North Shore Ambulance. Due to updated guidance and rules for in-person learning, the Oswego City School District is putting plans for an extra day of in-person learning on hold. The current models in place for grades 4 through 12 would be extended. The updated guidance requires smaller group learning for any CDC-identified red zone, which presently includes Oswego County. OCSD Superintendent Dr. Mathis Calvin III said the district understands people will be frustrated by this news, saying they are exploring every avenue to expand their in-person options as soon as possible, with a plan coming out next week. The district will continue to enact its current hybrid learning model for grades 4 through 12, while students in pre-K through 3rd remain full-time. Secondary students in grades 7 through 12 will likely stay in the cohort model into the foreseeable future. Calvin said he is optimistic about the prospects of grades 4 through 6 students returning for more in-person learning soon. You can find more information on the latest updates on the district's website at www.oswego.org. Problematic animal control issues occurring within Oswego city limits over the past 5 years led the Common Council to pass an amendment to Local Law 63 of the City Code. The amendment addresses issues with residents owning either an excess of livestock and or allowing these animals to become a nuisance in the city limits. Some of the complaints the city received revealed an overabundance of free-range chickens roaming city streets and properties, a mini horse and goats within city limits, large quantities of open feed attracting wildlife and rodents, and a poultry slaughterhouse in the heart of the city. The amendment to Local Law Chapter 63, Animals, includes the following. Owners are allowed a maximum of 6 chickens on the property. Owners must apply for a permit to own chickens on city property with annual inspections following. Owners must have a pen and fenced-in area located 10 feet from their property line and 25 feet from all neighboring dwellings. A change to the minimum number of chickens sold at the Oswego Country Max will now be reduced from 25 to 6. Violators will be ticketed with a $50 fee if chickens are found running loose and impounded by code enforcement. Any type of pet animal food left outside is now banned. Food left on an enclosed porch or a bird feeder is acceptable. Mayor Billy Barlow said these issues lead to neighborhood quality of life problem, saying it's a condition that's not appropriate in the middle of a city of 18,000 people. No day has been set yet for the implementation of the amendment. The New York State Department of Transportation is alerting motorists that the Hinsmanville Bridge over the Oswego River on County Route 46 is now open to traffic. Closure of the single-lane bridge was necessary to facilitate structural repairs after the bridge was struck by an oversized vehicle on March 17th. For more up-to-date information, please call 511 or visit www.511.org. On Thursday, April 15th, an Oswego County jury convicted Thomas Schrader from Oswego of attempted murder in the second degree and assault in the first degree, two offenses in which he was indicted. The charges stem from an incident that occurred in the city of Oswego on October 26, 2018. The prosecution alleged that Schrader intentionally shot the victim multiple times with a firearm, causing injuries that left the victim paralyzed. According to the district attorney's office, the two men did not know each other. The shooting occurred after the two men became involved in a physical altercation due to a traffic encounter. The Honorary Walter W. Hafner, Jr. presided over the trial, which commenced last Monday, April 5th. District Attorney Gregory Oakes thanked the jurors for their service, saying he appreciated their hard work, believing justice was served by the verdict. Schrader has been incarcerated in the Oswego County Jail since his arrest. The court has not yet set a date for sentencing. The minimum sentence for the two offenses is 5 years, with Schrader possibly receiving up to 25 years in state prison. Volunteer fire departments across New York State will actively seek new recruits as part of the Recruit New York Weekend, April 24th and 25th. The Recruit New York Weekend is an annual event that encourages residents to volunteer their time in protecting their fellow citizens. According to the Firemen's Association of the State of New York, or FASNY, the past several years have been challenging for volunteer fire departments throughout New York. Many are faced with decreased membership and an increased call volume. The need to add firefighters is critical to providing optimum and necessary levels of protection for their residents. FASNY has worked hard to develop and implement events to assist New York's 1,700-plus volunteer fire departments recruit new volunteers. This includes utilizing federal SAFER or SAFER grant funds for programs such as the Fire in You Outreach Program, the FASNY Help College Tuition Reimbursement Program, and recruitment training classes. The 25 or so volunteers of Plaskeye's Ringgold Fire Department have their hands full, always in search of new members to help protect the community and its assets. Ringgold Fire Department EMT and Vice President Chris Groban said, "Seeing smiles on people's faces after fixing whatever problems they may have gives the firemen and firewomen a great feeling of satisfaction." Ringgold Fire Chief Scott Redden said volunteer firefighting is a good way to give back to the community. Individuals looking to find out if their fire department is participating in Recruit New York, visit www.recruitnewyork.org. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.